Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. Boy, howdy, have we gotten since Ramon joined us. Right, folks? Think about all the stuff he's helped us understand about big data. Big data writ small. That's what I call it. It's big data for small businesses without moving the creepy meter. That's my story, Ramon. I'm sticking to it. What do you think?
I love it. We don't want to be creepy, but we want to be smart.
That's exactly right. So the next level now. You in the previous segments, you helped us understand what big data is.
Mm-hmm.
You've helped us understand how it could apply to small business.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave us some basic examples.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the origins of all that. We also mentioned some technology, which company you represent, Infusionsoft, has that capability.
Yep.
There are others out there.
Yep.
So what are some other ways? Let's talk some more about some other ways that small business owners can use big data.
Sure, absolutely. I think it's, well, you have a customer database. Even for those of you who use plain old Excel, which I don't think you should, but plain old Excel, you can use, Google it, pivot sheets, pivot tables. So even in a very simple way, pull the data together, mine it to look at zip code information,
mm-hmm.
to look at customer preferences. Maybe you're selling socks. What are the hottest colors customers are selling
right.
that you can make better profit from?
Right.
These are simple ways to use big data.
Well, all right, so you have an opportunity to buy a vendor makes you a great promotion,
mm-hmm.
and you like the idea, but instead of making a blind decision, you go to your database and you say, okay, people have bought things like this in the last, and so you put some parameters, like a search engine,
exactly.
How many people have bought blue things? If this is a blue product, how many people have bought from us in the last year? And if you got zero, then you know that you don't have much of a calling for it. But if there's a lot, then you can say, yeah, okay, now you're making the based on some science, based on some metrics, not just off the cuff.
Correct. And Jim, this is one of those.
And customers don't even know you did that. They don't even come close to their creepy meter.
Correct. And this is one of the bigger points, I think, is that, Jim, small businesses can get away from using their instinct.
Right.
And instead start using fact. And you know what, Jim? It'll help you understand maybe products you should cut back on or stop doing that are not profitable. Maybe new product lines. Expand on and explore. This is the benefit of big data CRM for small businesses.
Right. Now, I'll tell you something. Ramon, is they've got to get the applications installed.
Correct.
They've got to start putting the information in. You can't mine this information a year from now if you didn't put it in. When you buy a product from Infusionsoft, or anybody, it's going to come to you with a lot of power, but no info.
Yes.
No data. You've got to put the data in there, and you got to live with it. You got to be diligent about it. You got to be disciplined, and committed to it. But boy, over time, you'll look back and you'll say, "I'm so glad I wrote down what colors these people bought."
Right. Right.
Or I'm so glad we wrote down what their addresses were. Or.
Right. And when you have staff, Jim, I say also it's important to train them because this point you're making is so important. When you buy a CRM product, it's a shell. It's empty. You're right. You have to train your staff. Ask the customer, were you happy? That's
right.
Another bit of information.
There you go.
Ask the customer, what did you buy? Well, you know that already because they bought it. But, ask questions, and over time, you build up a nice treasure trove of big data that you can use in your small business to make more money. That's the bottom line.
That's exactly right. And, folks, if you'd like caught up on things, I recommend all the time that small business owners go to the local colleges and universities and use interns and
yes.
pay them minimum wage, but mm-hmm. regardless, I have people say, well, what I've got a small business, what do I need with an intern? You know what, this would be a great job for an intern,
right.
Doing some input, some order, inputting some information, getting you caught up a little bit.
Correct. And as a business owner, you know how to run your business, but a lot of these interns, this is the Facebook job. They know how to work their way around a database,
yeah.
All these online softwares, right click, left
mm-hmm.
click. It's nothing for them to learn it. It can really help you, especially if you're not too tech savvy. Hey, that's
yeah.
okay.
Let me help. Let me tell you something else, Ramon. My next book, The Age of the Customer, is all about the shift in
mm-hmm.
control. And the that's been exchanged to create this shift in control from sellers to customers is ownership and access to the information.
Yes.
Folks, small business owners, you've got to acquire the information that's going on around you in your business. Otherwise, you're not going to be competitive. You're not going to be sustainable. What do you think, Colonel?
It's absolutely true, and technology can help, but also common business sense. It's very true, Jim.
Absolutely.
To change that.
Marry all that up level. Together. Infusionsoft.com?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Technology.com?
That it too, Jim.
All right, folks. We do what we can. Hey, Ramon, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to talk to you.
I told you we'd get smarter when Ramon was this, didn't I? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.